This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, it is Little Victories. What's your positive spin on the day, DZ?
Positive spin on the day is that is game day.
Oh, go Bucks. Go Bucks. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, DZ's an in-game host for the Bucks. Is that why I got a text late last night saying, any chance you can go to the Bucks game tomorrow?
Probably.
From Sherry, but I cannot.
Probably
Who
so.
Who are we playing tonight?
The Celtics.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's always a fun little rivalry type game.
Where's Ed from Boston?
I don't know. Ed probably still sleeping. He's one of them. Gets to sleep in.
Talk smack to our IT guy because he's from Boston.
We will most definitely be talking smack to our IT guy.
Can't wait to go off on him when I see him. He's going to be so confused.
I'm going to punch him.
Same.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, what was that for? Boston.
Boston. Because of Boston.
Anyway, my little victory is it wasn't snowing when I woke up and I didn't have to shovel.
That's a big victory.
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. And that's it, baby.
Did you shovel yesterday?
Yeah, I got home. So I shoveled before we came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home and I started shoveling. And I looked over and you know, this is probably the worst snow I've ever shoveled that I can think of in a long time where it was just so heavy and thick and slushy.
Thick. Mm-hmm.
I look over, my 87-year-old neighbor's out there shoveling.
Doing the same thing.
I go, Dorothy, get
inside.
I started yelling at her like a child.
Good luck.
You guys, I'm yelling at my old lady. I go, get inside. What's wrong with you?
We'd be trying to yell at our 97-year-old neighbor, Hersha.
She goes, well, somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I come over.
I like to keep active.
And I said, you just back up and let me handle this. So I start shoveling.
Dorothy lets you?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Two ladies right next to each other living in our lives. And I said, I got you. And she's just talking. I'm like, yeah, now get inside.
Now bye.
Get inside.
Go make some hot cocoa or something, man. Relax.
I was like, I said, you're out of your mind. You're 87. Stop.
They won't stop.
She won't. She's like, well, I got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's exercise.
It keeps me moving.
Dude, when I'm 87, call the snow plow guy, okay?
I'm telling you, my neighbor doing the same thing. 10 years
it's
older.
Crazy,
old
man.
Lady Hertha talking about almost 100 out there shoveling. Like, I got to do it. Like, no, you don't.
You know what?
No, you don't.
We talk smack, but it's still going to be us one day. Let's be real.
100%.
Whatever. All right, coming up next, we have to talk about red flags in relationships. And DZ is going to share one of his.
Mm-hmm.
Something his wife does.
Man,
it's a non-deal breaker, though.
She's not even ready for this one.
Non-deal breaker red flags.
Non-deal breaker red flags. I still love her. I just noticed.
Well, I know you love her, but I got to hear what she did. I got to hear this, all right?
I got you.
Okay. I'm like, what did Aaron do to set DZ off?
It's the question of the day, y'all.
Bring it on. Coming up next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, non-deal breaker red flags. Basically, you hate or can't stand your significant other for doing it, but you're not going to leave them. So DZ, spill it.
Well, Well, first things first, let me not say hate.
Fine, no hate.
Because that's not it.
Okay, can't stand.
Yeah, it's just weird. You notice and it's frustrating. It's a little infuriating. And you go, why? Why, man? Why do you do this? I love you, but why?
Okay, so what is it?
Why does my wife have to leave the last sip in every drink? No matter what. No matter what it is, man.
What do you mean?
I'll get home. So today, like I said, there's a Bucks game. I'm an in-game host, right? I'll get home later today, and I can almost put money on the fact that there is going to be a coffee cup by the door.
Yep.
With the last sip of coffee in it.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Why not just finish
Maybe
it? Slam it before you leave.
She didn't have time. Maybe that she didn't want the last sip.
Well, I'm sure that's the excuse.
Wait, who cares? So what?
It's a random red flag that
and
you go.
And it bugs you?
That why do you leave the last sip? Because then you go and empty the cup, right? And it's got that little black ring of just gunk on it from the coffee and whatever else you had in it.
Mm-hmm. Probably shouldn't tell your wife right now that I do the same thing at the radio station and probably set you off just as well, because when we get done with the show, if there's a little bit of coffee, I leave it because I don't want to walk all the way back to the kitchen. I deal with it the next day.
You like that too? See?
Yep.
See, but your cups ain't my cups.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And
true.
I don't walk into the house, right? Like, I don't walk into the studio and check cups and go,
oh, no, totally.
Natalie left the last little bit. Now that I know, yes, it's going to bug me. I ain't going to lie to you.
I have been single for so long, I don't even know what bugs me. Isn't that funny? I couldn't even tell you what sets me off. I don't even know.
That's a good thing.
Is it though?
I think it's an okay
thing. Is it though? Let's go to the phones and see what everybody else. Lori, our OG at Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer, she's been married for like over 30 years.
For the longest. Well, I mean, not married, but you know, partnered
they're
up.
Common law, okay?
That part.
Same thing. Might as well be really married.
So much.
They've been together so long, she calls him her old man.
So much relationship, for real, though. Like,
Good morning.
Buenos dias. So much relationship, the dogs get priority. That's how long they've been together. OG, are we wrong?
Totally.
Well, here's the thing. When I lost my first Malamute, he said, no more dogs.
Good luck with that.
I've gotten three since.
I was going to say, he's tripping.
Yeah,
please.
He's big tripping.
He was very nice when I at least met him, I think, when he came out to the food drive. I don't know if DZ did, but what's your non-deal breaker red flag with him? What does he do that drives you crazy?
Well, you know, we've been together over 30 years, mm-hmm. not married.
Right.
We raised five kids. We're on our fourth grandkid. And where do you want me to start?
I knew it.
The one that comes to the top of your mind that sets you off.
The one that made you call.
For DZ, it's the...
The one that made me call?
Yeah.
He won't dance with me.
Wow.
Aww. I'll dance with you.
But some people just are not dancers. And you go, listen, I understand that. I love to dance.
Aw, Lori.
You know, and I'm the mentality of... Because I'm a very good dancer.
Okay.
And he's not a dancer at all.
Too
and
lefty.
And I understand that, and I think it for him it's more of a he doesn't want to look like embarrassing
like
himself on the dance floor.
Lori, most people
and I'm
don't.
Of the mentality that I don't care.
Lori.
I'm not dancing to please people.
We know.
I'm dancing to have fun.
Exactly.
You know?
OG, you just looking to cut a rug. He's worried about tripping on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Lori, not everybody's like us. So
mm-hmm.
we'll get down in front of anyone or get. Not everybody. Most people aren't like us, in fact, Lori. They're not. You
My
know?
Wife
oh,
likes
I
to
know.
Boogie. But she won't necessarily bust a move at the party and,
she
you
won't.
Know, dance salsa, stuff like that. No. We're a little more reserved like that.
Well, and that's why it's not a deal breaker.
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, Lori, we appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys. Have
Love
a great
you.
Day.
Love you back. Bye.
Non-deal breaker red flags in your relationship. What are they? 414-533-1037. Sherry in Caledonia said hanging up coats or sweatshirts over the chair instead of hanging it up in the closet.
Oops.
Or shoes on the living room floor. Ah,
I'll tell you one that I know Aaron has.
And now I got one. Yeah, mm-hmm. What's Aaron's?
No, you go first,
Mine
girl.
Is when my children leave socks all over the house and they reek. But don't get me started. Anyway, what's yours for Aaron? What does Aaron get annoyed with?
I have this weird affinity to, you know, take clothes off when I get home to change, right? And there's a hamper, and then there's also the laundry chute.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow my laundry still ends up on the floor right in front of the laundry chute.
What do you mean?
I missed the hamper.
You throw everything on the floor.
Well, when you say it like that.
Aaron, I am so sorry that you have to put up with that. That is just not cool. Somebody texted in and said, my boo is a game rager. So when he's playing video games, he will literally just rage. And it's nothing super aggressive, but it just catches me off guard every time and it makes me anxious. I hate it. Yeah, no, someone screaming and yelling around you, whether they're yelling at you, will make you anxious.
That's random outburst.
Girl, no.
But she understands it and goes, it's just him expressing a little energy in the game.
Hell no.
As long as it ain't on you.
That'll mess with your chi. Good luck with that one. Stephanie and Jackson texted in, snoring or chewing loud. All right, non-deal breaker red flags. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
This has worked out perfectly because we're talking about red flags that are not deal breakers, which means they get on your nerves, they do these things, but you're not going to leave them for them. DZ can't stand when Aaron leaves a little bit of coffee in the cup.
It's not a beige flag, it's orangish. It's orangish because you're like...
Well, Amber in Milwaukee said, being a night owl but taking afternoon naps every day like a kid.
You need them afternoon naps when you're a night owl.
Yeah, that would set me off. Okay, it's worked out perfectly for us. We have someone who's married on the phone. We have someone who's engaged.
Two.
And we have someone who's in a relationship.
All three stages.
So let's start with the in a relationship. Christine in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I said I have been single so long, I don't even know what irritates me. So don't ask me. It's real talk.
Jokes, but for real.
Real talk, but for real. What's yours, Christine?
So he's been doing this since day one. We've been together 4 years. So we do not drink tap water. We get Ice Mountain water bottles.
Okay, specific.
Okay. Too good for roundies, I see.
We core hydration around here now.
Oh, geez, great value. Ain't going to see me. Okay.
Go on.
Every night, he'll bring a couple bottles of water to bed. In the morning, he'll chug them, and he'll leave the empty water bottles on the side of the bed until there's about, like, 20 there.
Oh, he adds up.
He doesn't ever get rid of them. How big are the bottles? Are they the basic 8-ounce, 16? Are they the little shorties?
I'm assuming the regular size.
Yeah, the regular size.
Because I'm like, he needs to get a bigger bottle if he's doing two every night. Let's start there.
He waits until there's 20, which means he's trying to balance 21 on top empty, and it's not working.
And you're killing the environment. And by the way,
recycle. Okay. He walks past the recycling bin like 100 times a day, but he'll wait till there's a big pile.
At least Christine, good on you for that then.
Let me just say, this was a problem in my house. You ever heard of a Brita water filter? That's what I got. I got a pitcher, and we drink out of the pitcher. I stop buying bottled water. I just keep some in my car for emergencies, and that's it.
Yeah.
I was very proud of that change.
We tried. We just do the Ice Mountain.
I hear you. We ain't trying to change your life. We're just trying to talk trash. That's all.
Kill the environment. Bye. Okay.
No, we love you, dog.
Bye.
We appreciate you.
Bye.
Love you back.
All right. Next, let's go to our person who's engaged, which would be Autumn in New Berlin. Day two, getting through on the phone.
Trying to get this theme song. We see you, girl.
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning,
girl.
Buenos dias.
There's only one other New Berlin regular. So bring it, Autumn.
Come on.
Bring it, girl. All right, we're talking about non-deal breaker red flags.
Go.
What is yours?
When he shaves and does not clean up the whiskers out of the sink.
My wife had to explain that to me.
It's gross.
We don't realize they're there.
You
and then,
don't?
Well, you wash your hands and you try to like rinse the sink a little bit, but you gotta wipe it. If you don't wipe, there's always hair left, fellas. Always hair left.
So gross.
You ain't gonna leave him though.
Well, Eduardo texted in. He said, my wife doesn't remove unfinished food or napkins from dishes that need to be washed. I am like DZ and leave my clothes on the floor and shoes anywhere in the house.
It's a trade-off, Poppy. It's a trade-off.
Oh, man.
Last sips for my drawers on the ground.
You guys are tripping.
Back of drawers, baby. Back of drawers.
Autumn, thanks for calling. Good luck with you.
Thank you.
And you're a man.
Bye. Much love.
So, okay. So we got water bottles everywhere.
Yep,
what was Autumn's one? was...
You already forgot.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Come on.
I was reading the Eduardo's text. I forgot what she said. I'm not going to... Did you forget?
No, I forgot.
Ah, see, I knew you forgot, too. What the hell did Autumn just say?
Autumn.
We're so forgetful.
Oh, man, we got too many things and a lot of people going on and a lot of calls.
Let me read the text we do, actually. Jesus from Milwaukee. He's an Uber driver. He says, I think that she is the total... Oh, wait, this was from Am I the Jerk?
Autumn was talking about shaving. When he leaves the whiskers in the sink. When he leaves the whiskers in the sink. Autumn, okay. We got you, girl. We ain't gonna forget
you. Sorry, I'm back. Jesus said, I'm an Uber driver from the south side now of Milwaukee. A very deal breaker for me would be a picky eater. Otherwise than that, other allergies are fine. It's just a deal breaker for me because I just feel that if I'm cooking or going out of my way to make you something to eat and you just don't like it, then I'd rather not continue or pursue a relationship.
See, but that's a red. No, that's a red flag.
He
that's
said
a red,
he'll
red
leave
flag.
You.
Because that's a red flag. That's not a red flag. That's a beige flag / orange flag.
Ooh, Aaron's texting in everything DZ does. It's annoying. DZ puts tea bags in the sink used. Ooh, DZ's so annoying. He'll finish something like the gallon of milk or a box of cereal, and then he'll put it back in the cabinet or the fridge. Ooh.
Yeah, I do that. I do all these things.
Your wife heard you. She's texting in.
Why is she texting me?
Ooh,
she did text me. Oops.
Ooh. Aaron nails his ass to the wall. Anyway, DZ, love you. Let's go to our last caller. Shoop.
Shoop, baby. Save me, baby. Save me.
Let's go to our married regular Shoop.
Hold me down, Shoop. I don't know what I need held down
DZ's
with, but hold me down.
DZ's in trouble. Ooh.
I think I'm getting a spanking. Ooh.
He's going
to
like it, though.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I was shooting out for real.
Shoop, what is the deal breaker? It's non-deal breaker. A red flag your wife does that drives you crazy.
One of those things when you come home from work and all the windows are open.
And the heat's on or something? What?
And the heat's on or the air conditioning's on.
Well, you got to burp the house. You got to burp the house. You got to freshen the air. You got to clear the space.
No,
you have to. But it's one of those things that, like, if the heat's on, like right now,
dude,
if the windows are open.
Shoop, you're triggering me. You're triggering me. Owen does
this.
Do? My teenager does this because he's always hot.
Mm-hmm. Sleeps with windows open.
And I go in there and I go, the heat's on. You can't sleep with the window open, dude. Like, close the heat vent or something.
Just crack the window.
He's like, hot in this house. I'm like, I have it set to 62.
You got it set to 62 when he says it's hot?
It's freezing.
Man,
I'm
that boy's
telling
a furnace. No, that boy's a furnace.
Or when you come home and all the lights are on in the house.
Oh, that don't. Shoop, every day when I get home and my kids are gone to school, every light is on.
That's
every
a battle.
Every single one.
Well, you just got to keep walking around the house and turning them off, and they keep turning them on.
You know what? Let me fight for the women for a second. Jenny in Germantown just texted in. The toilet seat. She said, I half fell in once, yelled, having touched the cold water, and my husband felt so bad he never left the seat up since. I wish my kids would hear you.
Now you look down?
Where it's the middle of the night. We don't look down. We just sit, and then we fall in because you guys don't put the seat.
Down. Y'all should look down or turn a light on or
get
something.
Get out of my face. That's it.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, before we get into the person who's lying to their parents about school.
Yep.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I bring our lives on the air and your daycare lady just called. I'm like, Mayday, is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, thank God.
So I just got to make sure that they get
calls.
On the bus. She never calls. And she's going...
I was like,
so she called me
my nephew
as we're getting ready to go on air and goes, hey, does the bus maybe
run late?
Run a little bit late. Mm. It's been a few minutes. It's been over 10 minutes
it's
now.
Late,
let's just call
basically.
It. It's late. Later than late. And she's like, it's really cold out here for these babies. So can we go inside if the bus is going to be late? And I said, yeah, you guys should probably head inside. The bus will stop for you. It's cold.
It's too cold.
But yeah,
okay.
She was just making sure there wasn't anything that we didn't, hadn't been able to communicate to
her. She was
trying
to make sure they didn't have the day off school or something.
Right.
And she's looking for a bus that isn't coming.
Something random.
I
was like, is the bus coming or nah? Because then if not, Sammy's here and somebody's got to take him to school. But no.
It's got
to
be the weather.
It's got to be the weather.
Well, I'm glad everything's okay.
We're good. We're good.
So you can always write in and ask for DZ's help. You can slide into our DMs. Either one of us. You can slide into the Kiss DMs. You can email us.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it. What's the problem today? Lying to your parents?
Yeah.
Explain.
So yeah, feel free. Hit me up, DZ at 1037kissfm.com. Shoot me your problems and I'll try to help. But they're lying to their family, dog. And they say, Allie and DZ, I'll try to keep this concise. For the past few months, I've been lying and living a major lie to my entire family, and the stress has become unbearable.
What?
I firmly believe that I'm still enrolled full-time in college pursuing my
undergrad degree.
No.
But the truth is, I had to drop out at the start of the year. I wasn't just struggling. I was completely overwhelmed. I was burnt out and honestly about to fail out of multiple classes.
Oh, my God.
So I made the hard decision to take what I had left and go. I simply stopped attending and unenrolled without telling anyone. The immense problem is that my family is simply not an option to tell them right now.
Okay, this is crazy because you know me. I immediately go to reality TV.
What's up?
Craig on Southern Charm did this, and my Bravo
Southern,
people know.
Which one's Southern
know.
Charm?
Southern Charm takes place in North Carolina. Why? Okay. Charleston. Why was I blank on Charleston? It takes place in Charleston. It's about these, you know, 20-somethings and 30-somethings, and they're just living their lives. It's just a reality show about, like, you know, friends.
Okay.
And so Craig, one of the guys,
the
show's been on for over 10 years now. That's the only reason I referenced it. One of the guys pretended, he was, like, saying he was in law school, and he was. So that's why you triggered this. I'm like, oh, dude. He was like lying to everybody.
I mean,
and this was part of the show.
We might know somebody that's dropped out of college and not told family.
They're like, he's not even in college. What is he? You know, so it just brought me to that. I'm like, this is so similar.
So very similar to Craig.
Telling people you're in college and you're not.
Let's call him Craig.
Craig on Southern Charm, I see you.
He said, telling my family is just simply not an option right now. I'm the youngest of three kids, and both of my older siblings are successful college graduates.
Mm.
Parents as well. Everyone's had great careers, which only intensifies this pressure.
Oh, no.
I've been meticulous in maintaining my school schedule while actually just working a demanding full-time job now instead. I know I'm profoundly privileged in this position because my parents and my family love and trust me completely. They've never asked or questioned my commitment. They simply assume I'm doing exactly what I should be doing and that I'm a good kid like I always have been. I fear this is my black sheep moment.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now here, I'm dreading going home for the holidays, the inevitable trip home. I can't stand the thought of facing this relentless questions about classes, finals, future plans in person, especially when I know I'll have to keep up an increasingly complex lie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's lying about being in school. He's always been a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally failed at something, and this is really what's going to make him stronger. This is going to build. This is going to build your character, my guy. You cannot deal with it this way. Do you agree or not?
I disagree.
You can't lie to everybody. You got to own your.
You've sold it.
Oh, come on.
You had a chance to do it on the front end, but now you've been maintaining a schedule. I hate to say it, and I don't want to tell this person to lie.
But
there's different options.
No,
hold on. There's different options for school, and you're not taking those different options that you have. I need you to re-enroll. You still have a chance to re-enroll.
Like next semester?
But you're not going back in person. It's just not an option for you. Clearly, you're already working. Let's focus on that. I think you got to maybe lie to the family during the holidays and hear me out. Now you got to go to the family and say, hey, you guys, I'm struggling. I'm stressed, and I'm thinking about dropping out. Soft, open it. Say, I'm thinking about dropping out, or I'm thinking about modifying my program.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, warm them up.
Warm them up, because your family is going to support you and love you. They clearly trust you. You already said they trust and love you blindly. They don't even know you've dropped out of school already.
Right.
Zero questions. I don't know if they pay for anything. They might
not. Well, that would be even worse. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling, by the way. Go on.
You have to soft open that you've already dropped out. You're never going to tell your family because they're never going to know.
Yeah.
You got to take this one to the grave with you. I hate to say it. I don't know. You do. You've already maintained this so 10 toes. And now because you're going to see them in person, you're worried about it.
Yeah.
You got to stand on it. You got to say, hey, I am struggling. Tell them half of it. I'm struggling a lot, y'all. My grades are slipping. I want to change it up. A half lie, basically. Yeah. I hate
Come
to say
on.
It like that. You got to have. Lie.
Come on.
You've already sold the full lie, bro. You're
Fine.
In the barrel. You are in the barrel.
I agree.
I do not like telling people to lie. On this one, you got to.
Well, somebody texted in. Let's go to the phones. Dawn from Hustisford said.
From where?
I don't know. I literally swear you are just the devil's applicant because there's no way on earth that lying is the best. Oh, she's saying you're devil's advocate because she said there's no way that lying is the best option.
I'm telling you it's not the best. I'm literally going. You've already sold yourself so far into this. You have no other option, in my opinion. What are you going to say? Hey, y'all, I've been lying to everybody. I've been taking y'all money. I've dropped out of school, and I've been lying the last 6 months.
They're going to find out. So, yeah.
No, they won't. They already don't care about your life. As long as you graduate with a degree,
well,
I don't think they care anymore.
All right. We're going to talk to everybody next. What do you think? He's been lying to his parents about being in college. He's not.
He's not.
He's definitely not.
Definitely not.
What does he do? We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the problem is he's been lying to his parents about being in college. Craig, I call him.
Craig from Southern Charm.
No, just Craig. And now he doesn't know what to do. And you were saying, just keep lying. Just keep the lie going. I'm like, DZ, absolutely not.
The only reason he's worried about it now is because he's seeing everybody face to face. If he just, for some reason, magically doesn't go home for the holidays, it'd become amplitudely easier for him to keep up the lie. Well, my other advice is just don't go home for the holidays. Make up another lie as to why you can't go home. For real.
This is getting crazier by the minute. David from Fond du Lac said, DZ, you're totally wrong. The truth always comes out. They will find out when he doesn't graduate when he's supposed to. The longer he waits, the worse it will be for him.
Y'all missed the part where I said he's got to re-enroll. He's going to finish school. There's no option to not finish school. But you got to modify your idea. You went from in person. That didn't work. Re-enroll online.
Go to Alicia in Menominee Falls. We'll see if she has a better idea. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Hey, yeah, so I think that he definitely should re-enroll, but you...
Oh, come on. Don't cut out right when you're starting to talk. You're kidding me. You cut out right when you started giving the advice. Okay, what is it now? Sorry, Alicia. What is it?
So he definitely needs to re-enroll. I mean, he doesn't have to tell them.
Right.
But, you know, a program can take as long as you want it to take.
That's what I was going to say. College, you can be in 10 years if you want.
The movie Van Wilder? He was like a 15-year college student.
Totally.
Come on now.
I mean, so you don't really have to graduate at the time they think that you're going to graduate.
Exactly.
You graduate years later.
Exactly, Van Wilder, Alicia, was so realistic.
Very realistic. Very, very. Yeah, yeah. Joke. But no, for real, you could take 5, 6, 7 years to do a program, and your family can't say, hey, we expected you to be done in 4.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Not y'all. I'm not your siblings, and that's what he's worried about. Everybody else's success now overshadowing him.
And if that program isn't right for you, change the program. Like,
that part.
Big part for sure.
Explore.
Sid from Waukesha texted in and said he won't graduate, so they'll figure it out when he doesn't graduate, and they're eventually going to ask, when are you going to graduate?
Needs to re-enroll to sell this lie. Otherwise, your parents are going to find out when you don't walk no stage.
I went for like 7, 8 years, and I graduated 3 times at the end of the 7, 8 years.
By the end of it, I had 3 graduations.
Alicia said, I got 7 degrees. Now what?
Well, now what? For real, though.
And I'm a regular at McGillicuddy's. Now what?
And I'm trying to get a regular theme song on Ally and DZ.
Now what?
Usually you get me via text message.
Alicia, we like it when you call in as well. So thank you. We like all interactions on this show. Thanks for calling, girl.
Don't drop out on us, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Great advice, though,
Have a great day.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Back. Bye.
All right, let's move on to Jeremiah in Waukesha and see if he's got any better advice for the guy who's lying to his family about being in college. He's not. Hey, Jeremiah.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody?
Hey.
We vibing, man.
Well, I need you to give better advice than DZ today. Jeesh.
Yeah. So the one thing is that I'm assuming that mostly everybody has parents co-signed for student loans, right?
Well,
so
not everybody.
Not everybody.
I mean, well, then congratulations if you can pay for college yourself.
You feel me?
right?
He did say he was uniquely privileged.
But that might come back to bite him too. Parents get a letter in the mail that the loans are no longer active, and they find out that way. That'd be terrible. That'd be such a terrible way to figure that out. All of a sudden, these loans aren't coming anymore.
Oh, because you have to be in school. Because I was about to say, they send you the money. They don't know where you're putting it. So why would they know you're not in school? You're just getting the money and using it.
And if you're not using school loans, you're getting away with a whole lot.
I think finishing college is a really important thing. I mean, it's not for everybody, but especially if you don't know what you want to do, having a college degree really opens doors, in the future and doesn't really pin you down to one thing. So I agree that, you can be a part-time student or you can go online and do all that, but you got to think of something quick before all those loans stop coming and your parents find out that way.
Because you got a very small amount of time. You're right, my boy.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. You have a small window.
Well, Jeremiah, that was very good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too, man. You too. Somebody texted in and said, say you needed to take a gap year where you take a year off.
I mean, that could possibly work out if they're, you know, good, listen, heart, wholehearted family. They're going to look at you and go, okay.
College is not for everybody. And unfortunately, some people go and waste their money and don't realize it. You know, my dad was a professor. He ran a doctorate program. People might not know that about me. So,
and
you know,
it didn't feel like a waste for
and
him,
it didn't
right?
Didn't feel like a waste for him. But guess what? Like, I did not like college that much. I liked being on the radio and working. I did both, but I quit college to go work full time. And he did not give me a hard time for that because I had a job.
He understood.
You know, but I feel bad for some of these people who feel like college is the only answer. Like, that is just not the case.
Well,
man.
And college is reshaped in so many different ways that it isn't just like the 4-year university anymore.
It's
that
not the end all
it's
be
not,
all.
And it's not the end all be
no.
all, nor does it have to take you 2 years, 4 years. It's only on you. Here's the thing. I was having a conversation with my little sister. She popped up and surprised us yesterday and came over for dinner, hung out. And she was like, you know, got to talking about college. She's 24, never went to college.
Yeah.
Right? And then went, Angie, that's not the end all be all. Very similar.
Was she stressed about the fact that she'd ever win or something?
No, we just got to talking about certain experiences.
She's a store manager. She's got a good job.
Exactly. We got to talking about certain experiences. She was a COVID kid during her senior year of college or high school.
That's
so she missed graduation, missed prom, missed all that. And then her life morphed and she didn't necessarily go to the traditional college route.
Yeah.
And I went, Angie, college is a stepping stone. Some people take 4 years. Some people take 8 years to decide or even realize what they want to do in life. And some of those people never even either do what they do with that degree or leave without that degree because they figured out what they wanted to do while they were in school.
Mm.
College is a stepping stone whether you graduate or not.
Yeah,
whether
totally.
You graduate or not. It's a gap for you to figure out a little bit for you continue education.
But don't go and spend your money if you have no idea either.
If you have no clue.
Because then you're just going to be wasting. You're working towards a goal you don't have. You're like, oh, I just want to graduate with no idea of why. Like, college is not like high school. High school, you just want to graduate, get your diploma. College has to have a specialty of some sort. It's not just like, unless you do a 2-year.
I disagree because there's, like I said, now we, exactly.
Now you do the 2-year.
2 years, you got modified. Some people go and in those first 2 years of the 4-year, figure out, you get your gen eds out the way and go, okay, now I get into my specialization
field. Now I know
what
field. I want to do.
Now I know what I want to do.
That's
so for some people, you do need that little bit of a continued educational kick in the rear, if you will, so that you stay in the books. Because people don't realize we got to keep educating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
If we stop learning, we stop thriving, we stop growing.
And you know what? Not an ad, but it should be. This segment brought to you by Lakeland University in Sheboygan. We love you.
Whereby.
I got to tell you what happened when I went to therapy the other day, DZ.
Holla at me.
I got to tell you, I feel like I came up with the best idea. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. When was the S?
Okay, so I went in to my therapist on Monday. I've been going about every 3 weeks. I go depending on how much I think I need it. Right now,
situational?
I've been a little, you know how I've been kind of emotional and my, you know, I kind of estranged from my parents this year. So there's some other things going on.
Some behind the scenes life, right? And then you add the weather on top of that and then we get sad, seasonal affective depression.
And we're busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're running into the ground. So I told her, I said, I cannot wait to get to Christmas vacation.
Seriously.
And she goes, okay, great, but what are you going to do on your vacation? She goes, because I don't want you. And I go, I'm going to get my life together.
I'm going to do nothing.
So I'm going to get my life together. My kids are going to be gone for 7 days.
Oh, that's right.
They're going to be
gone.
I said, I'm going to get my life together. And she goes, they're going on vacation with their dad.
Right.
And she goes, well, I'm worried that you're going to not get anything done. You know, the ADHD is going to kick in. I'm going to wait till the very last day. And then I'm going
to try
to
rush and do all of
everything at once.
Try to experience a vacation in 24 hours.
And not do anything until the end and freak out,
see,
right?
But that's how I want to live. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do. I want to lay in bed.
I want to live like that too, but it causes major anxiety, DZ.
You're
and
not
that's
wrong.
Why I go to therapy to
You're
work these things out.
Touche.
So.
Touche.
I go so people can tell me things like, Allie, be prepared.
So what'd you figure out?
I looked at her and I said, I got an idea. So I want to share this on the air because I think it's genius. Maybe it's because it's my idea. I go, I'm going to plan my vacation like a cruise. And she goes, what do you mean?
What the hell do you mean?
And I said, have you ever been on a cruise? She goes, no.
Yeah.
And I go, well, on a cruise, I said, which it was better because I had to really
explain
it.
You had to go into detail.
I said, on a cruise, you're given an itinerary. So like the boys and I are going on a cruise in March for spring break, right?
Right, right.
I'm really excited. We're going to Honduras and Mexico. And so I'm telling her, and I'm like, and on this 7-day cruise, some days we're at sea where we get to do nothing but lay on the ship, eat, go by the pool. pool, you know, work out, lay around, do nothing.
We're at sea.
We're at sea. We have to entertain ourselves.
The boat is moving. We're not getting off.
And then the other days, you're at port. So one day we're in Honduras and we get off the boat and we explore. Maybe, you know, we
maybe
go
eat some pupusas or something,
yeah,
you know.
Mexico, maybe I go check out the Mayan ruins with the kids, but we get off the boat.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to arrange my vacation like a cruise. It's going to be at sea on Monday.
I'm interested.
Tuesday, I'm at port. I got to go to the store.
I got
to
do things. I got to get out.
Wednesday, I'm back at sea.
Don't talk to me. I'm
Don't
unreachable.
Call me. Uh-huh.
If it ain't Wi-Fi, it ain't Wi-Fi.
Ding, ding. Thursday, back at, now I'm in Mexico. I'm leaving the house. I got to go to Pick and Save today.
All right.
I got a meal. I don't know. I'm just making
I'm getting lunch
up
with somebody, whatever.
I have plans.
I'm going to see DZ and Aaron,
what
whatever.
What do you think of my idea about how to organize my vacation so that I truly get rest and things done? Do
I'm
you
intrigued.
Like it?
No, I'm intrigued.
Like, should we do it like a cruise?
Setting it up cruise style sounds interesting.
Yeah.
One, it sets you up and gets you excited for the cruise
right.
that's coming up, right?
Because
you're like, ooh, itinerary.
Hey.
And then you can kind of get into the, you know, juices well, flowing of cruise
and
mode.
And imagine how creative I can get. So, like, let's say on vacation, I'm talking about how I'm going to organize my vacation like a cruise. So, let's say on Thursday,
yeah.
I decide I'm at port. Well, I'm at port at Pleasant Prairie Outlets, baby. Like, every single port has somewhere to be.
And that's what it's got to be. There's got to be a destination /
yes.
excursion. Because it can't just be like, okay, now we're on land.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore and see what the... No, there's got to be something
I gotta
planned.
I got to have plans every day. That I'm at port.
Then you got to plan though. So you got to set. You basically got to start working on your vacation itinerary now.
That's what my therapist said. And so then I looked at her. This is really funny. So I looked at her. I go, okay. So when do I see you again? I go, do I see you before vacation? Because it's already December 11th.
It is.
She goes, oh, I see you on the 22nd. I go, perfect.
Perfect.
Right as we're in the heart of vacation, you can hold me accountable.
I'll port that day for you.
She's a port day for
That'll
sure.
That'll be a port day.
That's a port day for sure.
I'll see you after Portillo's.
Isn't that funny? Catherine in Waukesha said, I like the idea of a cruise style. I might use that. I don't know why I came up with this, but I'm going to organize my vacation like a cruise.
Well, and I like it because
it's going to help me with my ADHD and my lack of organization.
It breaks it up when you go, all right, I'm going to be off on vacation when we take, let's say, 5 days.
Yes.
You go, all right, so for these next 5 days, we're going to be at the Ingleside and we're going to do all the, well, and then you get to day three and go, I don't really want to swim no more. I don't know what I want to do. So if you break it up, cut
and
the mutton dane.
You don't do it all back to
you
back.
You don't do it all back to back. You don't burn yourself out. You enjoy your time.
Well, if I go to the outlets one day for fun, let's say, right? And then maybe I don't want to do it. I agree with you. You're so on point right now, dude.
And it leaves it fluid to where if you do want to back to back something, say you want to get lunch one day and then the next day is supposed to be a port day or an at sea day, but somebody goes, hey girl, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's go shopping. Guess what? Now we back to back in, you know, port days and then we're at sea for 2 days.
Guess who's listening.
Who's listening?
My therapist.
What's she saying?
Hey girl, look what she wrote one thing.
It's genius.
Love you.
I agree. It's a good idea.
So that's my thing, you know? Hashtag mental health. Hashtag go to therapy. You never know what you might fix in your life. My issue is I'm not grounded. We got to the bottom of that at therapy. I was like, I'm not grounded. So that's something I'm going to work on. And that includes organizing my life.
The realization that you're not grounded is the beginning of grounding.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's cool.
Now my friends are texting, girl, we'll do something even if it's when I get off work. See?
You got
I'm building a schedule.
A shipless cruise coming.
Isn't it great?
A cruise of one.
A cruise of one. Who wants to come? You're not invited.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I was waiting for that one.
Now, you ready to get into Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
All right, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh, am I the jerk for telling my wife no more Disney?
Uh-oh, SpaghettiO, uh-oh.
I'm backing out.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in this.
Did my friends write in? Hold on.
No, but do they go to Disney every year? Are they these people?
I got Disney adult friends.
Oh, I do.
Actually,
I need to be nice. Many of my son's teachers have been big Disney fans, and I see you guys.
Listen.
And I love them. I'm going to take their side today.
If it was any cheaper, we'd probably be Disney adults too. My wife hasn't gone, so it's like, we got to get her there. She's going to be a Disney adult by the end of it.
You name this guy whatever you want. I'm going to call him... Sick of it, Sal.
All right, let's hear it.
He said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling my wife no more Disney? I need some help, and let me just start by saying I love my wife.
Good start, my boy.
We've been married for over 10 years, have two kids together, and she is one of the adults who you see all the time that loves Disney, and mm-hmm. she likes to go every year. So when I first met her, I thought it was cute, and we started going yearly. Now we take our kids, but it's been 10 years of Disney trips. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I don't even really like Disney.
Oh.
I'm only doing it for her.
Uh-huh. It's called sacrifice, Papa.
So am I the jerk if I speak up and tell my wife, no more Disney trips?
See,
Sick of it, Sal. 10 years of the same trip, I'd be sick of it too if you want me. It's just the same trip in general that gets me annoyed. You know what I mean?
On the back end of talking about, you know, doing the same thing all the time and breaking up the mundane, you sometimes do want to break up the mundane.
Yeah.
Now, there are people in the world that yearly look forward to that trip, mm-hmm. to the same place, to the same cottage, to the same Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Those two never marry.
Thank you. Why is that? Why? You're so mad about that. Why do they never marry each other?
One is always going again.
Oh, God.
All right. I'll put the ears on.
They need
it's
to
fine.
Start doing speed dating with Disney fans. Adult Disney fans speed dating.
The two never coincide. The two never mesh for whatever reason.
It's always some dude annoyed with his wife who wants to go to Disney like Sick of It Sal, dude.
In my friend's relationship, it's flipped the other way around.
He's the Disney and she's the one going, come on, son, again. She's like, can we go to Jamaica just once?
Oh, he's slowly moving him closer to Disney. Slowly. He's going to end up living.
Oh, God.
Listen. Time. He's a timeshare guy.
He must be broke. Oh, he's a there he goes.
No, okay. they make good money. That's the problem.
You say jerk or not the jerk, though, if he speaks up and tells his wife, no more Disney trips, 10 years of Disney. He's just faking it now for her, and he can't stand it. I mean, you're wasting your money and time on family trips you're not enjoying. So you're going to look back on these memories and go, I hated all of them when you reflect one day? That's horrible.
I think you might look back and think differently, right? Because eventually those kids will also be grown and go about, do their own things. And whether they keep and continue that love for Disney or whatever, that's not what you're dressing. You've started. Mm-hmm. That you want to just stop. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. You go with your kids. You should have done this and cut this off before y'all had a family.
Yeah, but he can say, he's not allowed to speak up 10 years in? Give me a break. Yes,
no,
he is.
Dude don't get the chance to do that. Sorry.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Talk to her about going every other year instead. She loves Disney. You ever met an adult who's obsessed with Disney?
Good
you
luck.
Can't you can't have those talks.
I hate to say it, this is one of those sacrificial points where he's the jerk. It's too late.
Come on.
It's too late to not go to Disney.
You guys texting
it's too
in
late.
Disney Dave, sick of Disney Don. I love it when you guys give them names, dude. That's so funny. All right. Well, Carl and Indy said Disney's getting damn expensive. I know. Maybe that's why this guy's stressed.
They just made it a little cheaper.
They
just brought the price down.
Oh, went from $2,000 to $1,000? Oh, thank you.
I said a little.
Forget you. All right. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk if he tells his wife no more Disney trips? And whoever texted in, Allie, they already do have a dating site for Disney adults. I'm going to pass out. Stop it.
Could have called that one.
Jennifer and Racine said he's the jerk. It's a tradition now.
It's way too late. That's
you
exactly
guys.
It. I'm saying. Same page. Same
right.
page, girl.
We'll talk to you next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Sick of It Sal the jerk for telling his wife no more Disney trips after 10 years? Sarah in Kenosha has me dying on the text line.
What'd she say?
She said, not the jerk. Disney's overpriced. I said it with my full chest. Overrated. The only good thing to come out of Disney is the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh, say that to the Disney adults
girl,
and Justin Timberlake.
Girl. All right, you're not wrong. Let's go to the phones. I'm going to start with Holly in Sheboygan. Let's start with her. Hey, Holly.
What up?
Hey.
Hi.
You going jerk or not the jerk for telling his wife no more Disney trips?
Not the jerk, because you have to be honest with your spouse.
Mm,
if you're not, then you're going to resent each other.
Is she going to then say you've been lying to me for 10 years and now
right.
it's going to start another fight? Well, I don't know.
Thank you, man. It's
maybe,
been too long.
Who knows?
That's his
but
fault.
I think they should do every other year. One year, one person picks the vacation, then the other year, the other person picks the vacation.
Oh, he wants to be the next 10 years, we're not going to Disney because we've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
He said we're done.
Uh-huh.
He's saying we're done.
We're
going
to have to do a what would DZ do on this because people are texting in all their solutions, and I'm like, we don't need him. We need him. Is he the jerk or not right now, man? But people are saying.
I don't think so. Disney is overpriced.
Yeah.
I agree.
No,
it
is. It's an investment. Like, people save all year to go to Disney, and I it's a whole thing.
People
it's an experience.
People plan lives around Disney.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a fact of life. I know this for
yeah,
a fact.
They do.
So
that's
still not a jerk.
So Holly's still sticking 10 toes.
Right.
Sheboygan says not
the
jerk.
For monopolizing the vacations every year.
Oh, girl.
Now you're throwing shade. Now you're throwing shade, Holly. Okay.
Well, she's just saying the wife's wearing the pants. What the hell? He's got to say something.
Well,
she's
yeah,
planning all the
he
vacations.
Could've.
Like, why is she planning? You know what? Now I'm getting mad. Hold on. You know what? Never mind, Holly. Thanks for calling.
Kick it off. Appreciate
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Take care.
You
I
too
mean,
with love.
I love being single because I'm selfish. But if I was selfish in a relationship like that, that'd be a problem, DZ.
Yeah.
You can't plan every vacation.
It's not even about
it's
that,
not
though.
Fair.
He never stepped up at any point and goes, did we have to go to Disney
you're
again?
Right.
Do
you're
we?
Right.
No. He let it rock and went, I'm trying to keep you happy, baby girl. And now all of a sudden you realize you're not happy at Disney, so you're trying to take her happiness away? That's not how we operate, my
fine.
Guy. That's not how man code goes.
Go
sorry.
To Kelly in Kenosha. She said she's in the 7 Brew line getting her coffee. Hey, Kelly.
Kelly in the K.
Hey.
Hey, jerk or not the jerk for telling his wife no more Disney trips?
Be real.
Total jerk.
Thank you.
Go on.
Total jerk.
Why?
First of all, I'm a Disney adult. My husband and I got married at Disney.
Oh.
He's never been before I took him. And there's so many things to do. You can do that vacation 100 different ways.
Is this your husband that wrote in,
girl,
Kelly?
Kelly.
So it's not husband.
No, we
no,
know.
He
we
loves
know.
Disney now.
We know it's not. Okay, so you're saying this should not be an issue because Disney,
no.
I will say they have so many parks. Like you have to spend, you would have to
that
spend a week
though.
There to even see the whole thing. Correct. It's impossible.
Between Epcot, Magic Mountain, so the actual park, and then you've got everything.
You're funny,
DZ. You know what I meant, bro. You know what I meant. Magic Kingdom. Magic
yes,
Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Not Magic Mountain.
There's so many.
No, you can do it so many different ways.
Yes.
And you don't. It's Florida. You don't have to stay on Disney property.
She's
There's
right.
ways to do it very less expensive.
Hit
well,
the
that's,
beach.
That's why, you know, as a kid, I remember we'd stay near the beach. And we might drive into Disney for a day in Orlando if we did it.
Maybe.
You know, but we would go right back to our cheap place away from Disney.
There's people that stay at the resorts, though, and get the full inclusive.
Oh,
and then they do it big. There's so many ways. You know what? She's not actually
Girl,
wrong at all.
Have you been on a Disney cruise, by the way?
I have not, and I'm dying to.
How much does a Disney, just one person on a Disney cruise, what's that cost? I'm just curious.
I don't know. It would probably, I mean, with the three of us, I'm thinking like a good one, like 6,000.
Yeah, that's what I was ballparking, probably six racks.
At least.
Right?
For sure.
At least. I mean.
For a full-time experience?
And that doesn't even count your breakfast with Mickey.
It better.
See the problem? No,
what?
It does not. No, it does not. You know Disney upcharges everything. Come on. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm poo-pooing your love. I'm sorry.
No, but Kelly's going, listen, no matter what, still the jerk, though.
Yeah.
You ain't going to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's his wife. Happy life, happy wife, whatever that saying is.
No,
very
you got
easy.
It. Happy wife, happy life. Yep.
I just went off about mental health. We have to let everybody have their voice here, you guys. And I can't believe I'm defending men right now. What the hell? You made me defend men. Goodbye, Kelly.
That's where I need to go. I mean, it's...
We love
kidding.
It, Kelly. We appreciate
love
your call.
You were great. Yeah, thanks for calling. She was really funny.
Bye. She was good.
Oh, she's funny. All right, last but not least, let's go to... Oh, God.
Oh.
We're split down the middle, saucy.
Is this who I think it is?
Never short of the sauce. Hey, saucy Sandra.
Oh, she
different. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey.
What up? Good morning.
Natalie texted in and said, is this my husband texting in? We have a trip planned for February, and we just went in August.
Ooh, Natalie.
Oh.
Yikes.
Saucy, is he the jerk for telling his wife no more Disney trips?
No, he's definitely not a jerk.
Really?
He should be able to communicate his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And just because he has an opinion doesn't mean that that's what it's going to be.
True.
This isn't an opinion,
life.
Though. He said there's no
what.
More.
He said he's done with these trips.
He had a foot down.
Well,
that's
an opinion.
His opinion.
Yeah.
That's his opinion.
It's his preference.
That
it's his preference.
That doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. It's his preference.
Saucy, are you okay? You sound sick.
The weather, girl.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sick, you
everybody's,
guys.
Oh, honey,
girl,
everybody's so sick right now.
Need to get you some Ricola, some honey, and a throat coat tea.
And she's probably like, I gotta work, I can't even stay home.
Stop talking.
I know. I have been working through it, but I tell you what, I called in the other day because I'm like, I can't do it. I'm way too sick.
Oh, you had
and
to call
my
off.
Sickness is more important than your work. So
oh, well, I would agree with that. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
yes.
so. But you still
yes.
called, so thank you. She said, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Works it out.
He is not the jerk. And you know what? Disney is way too expensive anyways.
I
have never been there in my life, and I'll tell you why. I probably will never be. $10,000 to go to Disney, that is ridiculous. And I'll tell you why. I have friends who have actually gone through the Disney program to be Disney participants and
okay.
Disney people.
Okay. I didn't even know this was
super
a thing.
Interesting.
Go on.
Super cool.
I'm interested.
And everything like
go
that.
On. No. What do they do? What does that mean?
They go and they stay and they learn how to be the different characters.
Oh, yeah.
Super
I've known
cool.
people that have worked
what?
For Disney. Yeah, I've
yes.
got friends that have done
work?
This.
I thought this
yeah.
was like an experience for people
no.
visiting.
No, you were not.
No. Super cool and everything yeah. like that. But you know what? I would never go down there. That's way too expensive. That's like $10,000 on one
it's
trip.
Remember when
saucy,
I went to
never say never.
Listen, never say never is right. But remember when I went to Universal and I came in and I talked about how expensive the tickets were?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 200.
A pop.
It was like
exactly.
we spent $1,000 in one day. It's like that. Yeah, that is an investment. That's I was like, and one day it is. Goodbye.
Yeah.
See you in 10 years.
Yes.
See you
in 10 years
is right. It's hard for me to even justify
I
paying
know.
The $75 to go to Six Flags. alone. Going to...
Girl, listen, Six Flags we can always, because you know what? I'll blow $75 at freaking Ross and Home Goods. So.
That's
all right, Saucy, you work it out, man. We
yeah.
appreciate you.
Love
get
you.
Better. Get better.
Much love, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay. Not the jerk for telling his wife no more Disney trips.
Good luck.
We have to give away tickets, but then after that, today is the biggest breakup day of the year. Today.
And I'm calling Cap.
I'm going to tell you why. December 11th is the most popular.
Somebody's breaking up today?
Watch your husbands and wives today, everybody. I'm just saying.
Well, hopefully not husbands
and
wives.
I'll tell you why, though, it's the biggest breakup day of the year after we give away tickets.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
How about that?
Let's get it.
414-533-1037. We're sending you to see Louis Tomlinson.
Ooh.
From One Direction. He's going to be at Summerfest next year. 26. I've been taking caller 26 because 2026.
My little sister's so excited about this, bro. I can't. She's like, are we going? Are we going? I'm like, what do you mean? Are we going?
I'll take her. I'll take Angie. Whatever.
Good. I'm not.
You be nice. Of course we're going, Angie. We're going. Your brother's going too, whether he likes it or not. One Directioners.
Unite! Directioners unite!
414-533-1037. You want to go see Louis Tomlinson at Summerfest at the BMO Pavilion? Be caller 26 right now for 2026. Plus, we found out 6 is my lucky number, so here we are.
It works.
414-533-1037. You better make your lucky number my lucky number. That's what we're finding out. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ, I said I'll take 26 because 6 seems to be my number. And then I just found out Linda's on the phone. Guess what her birthday is.
Morning, Linda. When's your birthday?
Girl.
666.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out.
The 16th of June?
Yes.
Wow. In the 6th month.
Come on now.
Unbelievable.
Looks like the number keeps going around, don't it?
Yeah. Now I started paying attention to numbers, and I see how it's all connected. Linda, you are caller 26.
Hey-o.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. My daughter is so stuck.
Oh.
Y'all won, girl. Y'all won.
You're going. You're going to see Louis Tomlinson at the BMO Pavilion at Summerfest on June 26th. You're going to have the tickets to get in, and you're going to get into Summerfest. See,
listen, Linda, you go, girl.
You don't need to be in the way back. You're going to see it, girl.
You're doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. You guys love
awesome.
One? You love One Direction? Is your daughter a One Directioner?
Mm. My 14-year-old daughter is a vet.
Aww.
Love that. Love that for y'all. Love that for you. Love that for love that for everybody.
Linda, somebody is going to email you. They'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Aw, they're so excited.
You're all excited. I love it.
I would be excited too.
Bye, guys. That was great.
That's awesome. We'll have another chance tomorrow at the same time. But we got to talk about the biggest breakup day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why next.
Okay.
I don't know why December 11th is. Yes, I do. I'll tell you next. Hold on. Kiss FM. I'm sorry if you got broken up with already, but they're on course for the busiest breakup day of the year, okay?
Early bird gets the worm to get broken up with.
December 11th, which is today, Thursday, it is the most popular day of the year to break up. It is known as Breakup Day. I am shocked by this because I thought everybody broke up in January.
We're celebrating a national day today?
It's National Breakup Day. Like, people, you know how they figured this out, too?
Why?
Because,
how?
You know, look, Facebook statuses, relationship statuses, that really is a thing of the past. Even though people still use them, it's an old school idea now.
Yeah,
like,
true.
You're never going to get me to put in a relationship on Facebook.
Nobody's
going to
go public anymore.
It's
like
not
that.
A thing anymore.
Yeah.
You do other things like put their arm in a picture, you know?
And people just assume you got a boo.
That's a hard launch, yeah. But they're saying...
Soft launch, technically.
But they're saying that December 11th is one of the busiest days in history where people change their relationship statuses from in a relationship to single, okay? So they're saying, I thought everybody stayed together through the holidays, though, DZ, and then they broke up in January. Like, they used each other to get through the holidays so they weren't alone. And then I thought everybody broke up in... That's why you see divorces in January all the time. They push through the holidays. They're like, nah, I was trying to hold on when it was fun, but now I'm out.
My New Year's resolution is the divorce.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I actually,
I'm shocked.
I'm curious as to where this come from, like breaking it down, because I completely disagree. My entire existence and experience was based off of when it gets cold, it's cuffing season.
It is. Cold equals cuffing season. November.
You get booed up for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, for the Christmas and New Year's, so you got a little kiss under the mistletoe.
And then you break
and a
up
kiss
in the summer.
New Year's, and then right, not even the summer.
It's dating culture.
Right before Valentine's Day. Then you break up so you don't got to buy no more expensive gifts.
You know what's so funny that you said that? The other two busiest breakup days of the year, the Tuesday before Valentine's Day.
That makes sense to me.
And late March, which I don't know.
March.
That's the third one. So we're talking about how today is the busiest breakup day of the year. Like, for some reason.
They want to be single for St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe. Or
they want to drink all the green beer solo dolo.
Or spring break.
Or spring break.
They want to be single for spring break.
Spring break, that's what it is. It's spring break.
Have you ever gone through a breakup at the holidays? I mean, I know you've been with your wife for 100 years. I've never gone through a breakup at the holidays, ever.
No.
I'm shocked by this. What do you guys think? 414-533-1037. Have you guys gone through a breakup? Do you think more people break up before? I thought it was after.
I'm trying to think
the busiest breakup? It's Christmas. I thought everybody loved everything.
I'm trying to think of past partners, right? Like you know, my wife and I have been together since literally the end of high school. We've been together for 15 years now.
Long time.
A long time. So past partners is so far removed that I'm like...
You don't even know. Yeah, you're like, I have no idea.
I don't know when the season was. I think it was warmer, though. If I remember correctly,
I
don't think I had a jacket on when we broke up.
I just thought the January thing was more based on meeting people who are newly divorced, who file in January. I just thought that was funny.
Wait, speak on that. What do you mean?
Like, people, I've seen dudes and women file that they push through the holidays. It's a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
They're
okay.
on the brink of divorce in the summer, let's say.
Right.
But they push through and then they get back in there.
They keep fighting for it.
They go, oh, the holidays, we're going to work it out. It's fun.
It's just tough. It's rough.
And then the holidays end, you go, man.
I'm out of here, dog.
And then, so the holidays were just like a Band-Aid kind of thing to keep you invested in the relationship, but you're not.
Or you pacify because it's so crazy during the holidays that you don't really get the chance to realize how unhappy some people might be. Not throwing words out there for anybody else's situation. But,
totally.
Ooh.
Let's go to the phones quick. We're going to take more calls and texts too, but I want to see what people think about the busiest breakup day of the year. Who's this? Hi.
Kiss FM. This is Trisha.
Hey, Trisha. Hey, Trisha. What city are you calling from?
I'm working in Mequon right now.
Oh, Mequon.
It is, girl.
Okay. Did you know? Are you single or in a relationship?
Single.
Okay, yeah. Girl. So they say this is the busiest breakup day of the year. Thoughts?
Experience? So for me, with my ex-husband, we always split up in the summer, got back in the winter.
The cuffing season.
Got back in the winter. Yep. Cuffing season is cold. You need a cuddle buddy.
And we did it like 3 times. So I believe that's the more... You think common it's
the,
one?
The opposite. Yeah, DZ and I are surprised by this, that I thought more... I understand why you're breaking up before the holidays, so you can save your money, and you don't want to spend it with them, but you have to really dislike your spouse to break up with them, you know what I mean?
I feel like people are trying to make fetch happen, because I'm going exactly that. Until you and I discussed this, when, you know, we're going to talk about it on the show, I had never heard of people waiting until December 11th, of all days, to go, weird. We done.
Well, they say
I did have one person break up with me on Christmas Eve.
No.
And you waited for that? You should have led with that.
Noche buena, girl.
Girl, you should have led with that. What happened?
Good night turned bad night.
I was moving. Yeah. We were driving a semi-truck together, and then I was about to get on the truck with him, but I had to move out of my house, and my date to get out by was Christmas Eve, and he didn't want to help me, so he broke up with me.
So he broke up with you so he didn't have to help?
Well, he did you a favor.
Oh, that man needs to be...
No, I had to drive truck with him after.
Oh, so he did help. He did help.
Oh, God.
No, he didn't. He didn't help at all. He just, I just had to work with him, live in a semi-truck with him after that.
You're kidding me.
Oh, my Lord.
You had to break up with somebody and live in a small truck?
He should have done it on December 11th.
He should have done it
earlier. He should have done it on December 11th,
what
girl.
A dummy.
That would have helped me out.
No kidding.
Talk about not getting any Christmas booty. Happy holidays to him. Mm-hmm. My Lord.
No mistletoe for nobody.
Sheesh. Well, I don't like this guy. All right. Well, you know what? I'm glad you dodged that bullet, okay?
Yeah.
Seriously. Heck yeah.
Thanks, Trisha. We appreciate
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Happy holidays is right.
After that,
December 11th, today, Thursday, the busiest breakup day of the year. DZ and I are beside ourselves. We thought everybody waited till the holidays to break up, but I guess not. We just heard her.
The tides have shifted.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're talking to you next. The biggest breakup day of the year is today.
Y'all are wild.
Yeah, December 11th is known as breakup day. It's the most popular day people change their relationship statuses on Facebook, which we don't even do anymore.
Protect your neck or you might get broke up with.
If you do, you're behind the times, okay?
True.
We've evolved. But we don't know why. DZ and I are shocked by this. I thought everybody broke up in January because they pushed through the holidays because they don't want to be alone, but I guess we're wrong.
I don't know what these young whippersnappers are doing nowadays. Me and my wife have been together for a long time, okay? So it's like, maybe the culture has changed and now the breakup season is different.
Adam's in Muskego, and he's married, but he's got a really good theory as to why today would be the most popular breakup day of the year.
Adam laid on us, man.
Hey, Adam.
All right, just pure math and logic.
Okay.
It's like 2 weeks after Thanksgiving and 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh! It's its own holiday.
It's breakup holiday. I mean, you suffer through Thanksgiving, and you're like, man, I can't make it to Christmas.
Right?
It's the people
it's the breaking point.
Trying to push through.
That cannot.
Adam, you're so right. They did Thanksgiving, and they're still in hell.
So now they're going, I at least need a week to recover before Christmas in 2 weeks, so I gotta break up now, but I don't want to do it on a Friday.
On Christmas or on a Friday. So I'm going to do it on a Thursday, which is December 11th. But December 11th is always the day. It's not always the Thursday
it's
of this
11th.
Week.
Oh.
It's December 11th.
It's approximately 2 weeks.
So last year it was a Wednesday.
And
so
next year it'll be a Friday.
Yeah,
ooh.
But it's crazy because now if you know anyone who breaks up today, you better call us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.